Prime Minister Bill English is with us for this Monday morning. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. I thought my bit might be part of the success and happiness as well.
Well, I was going to say, maybe you can offer, have you heard the rumblings about Andrew Little and the possibility that, you know, how they changed the rules in the Labor Party 3 months out and you can roll the leader without going to the party itself?
No, I hadn't heard that, but I can understand there'd be a lot of pressure in there.
Do you think they should roll them?
Oh, gosh, look, it's up to them. I mean, who else would do it?
That's a good question. Todd McClay and the American free trade comments over the weekend, is there something in there?
Well, look, we'll have a catch-up when he's back, but the way the US has framed their trade policy, which has been they'll do things that very much benefit the US, indicate it would be quite difficult to get an agreement that would benefit us. So we wouldn't do an agreement like that at any cost, but of course, keeping the US interested in trade with a high-quality agreement is in our interest, but it just could take a while.
Do you know Crawford Faulkner?
I have met him a few times.
So he's got the top job with the British negotiating the Brexit?
Yeah, it's great. Look, it's a tribute to the high standard and professionalism and global recognition of our free trade negotiators. And there's others who've come in behind him who have the same sort of reputation, so it's great.
Yeah, exactly. This Pike River video, another video, do you change your view? Does anything come of this?
No, look, it doesn't change anything. I think it's tough for the families to have the issue back through the national media again. But all of these issues have been considered in depth by the Royal Commission. And that gets, I think, overlooked a bit. A Royal Commission was set up. Families had legal representation there. They went through all this. But look, there's still questions the families want answered, and that's why we're proceeding with this unmanned investigation of the mine, which will unfold over the next few months.
And so what sort of time frame is that? Because Andrew Little charges you this morning with dragging your feet.
Well, look, it's moving along, as I understand, as fast as it can with the discussions with the families, because we've committed to working with them. So by the time, they've got to make sure everyone has a say and everyone understands what's going on. That takes time. And, of course, the technology, which is better than it was 5 or 6 years ago, that has to be all got together and all the planning done for that. Because actually, technically, it's quite a difficult operation.
Okay. The GDP figures, last two quarters, we've still got growth, obviously, but not quite what they were expecting. Do we have trouble here?
Oh, no, look, I think it shows the possibility, the possible impacts of capacity constraints in the economy, and that is we've just got parts of this economy that are employing all the people that are available to be employed, or they can't get the materials that they need, the concrete, the roofing, the gravel, whatever is needed. And it just shows, I think, there can't be any complacency about an economy running well. If we want to keep it running well, we've got to keep doing the things that are going to support confidence and growth.
Which brings us to the Labor Party immigration policy. They're going to go at it via the student visas. And I know what you will say, but what about their argument of all the young people in this country that, if you're looking to stack a shelf in a supermarket, there's a lot of people who can do that and yet they're not. Why not?
The migration policy, they've basically decided to knock over the international education industry. And interestingly, that'll have the biggest impact on secondary schools across the country and polytechs, particularly in the regions where it's a big part of the viability of those polytechs. But with respect to the young people, the thing here is getting them to the stage, getting them enough support where they're able to get into the job and sustain the job. Whether it's stacking shoes at supermarkets or working in bars, we need young people who are able to pass the drug tests, who are able to get through an interview, who are able to then turn up to the work. And we have a lot of systems in place now, programs, particularly through MSD, to do that. And we're trying to get more and more targeted, because sometimes the assistance is too general. It's going to kids who would get there anyway.
Yeah.
And we've got to focus on the harder cases, because there's more of them there, and with more support, they can get those jobs. That needs to go on regardless. But if the economy is growing, you just got to have the people to do the work, or the work can't get done, and you don't have the same growth rate.
Although you would argue against Labor's immigration policy and the education sector, and I get all of that, do you fear it does move the needle for them? Because rightly or wrongly, there are lots of New Zealanders who think there are too many people flooding into the country and they're wrecking the place.
Oh, no, I don't think it moves the needle for them, because it's all in the whole view of the economy where you've got growth. Labor Party don't like some people Well, that's nothing new. They've been picking on different groups over the over recent years. With students, it won't make any difference to the long-term numbers because most of them go home, and that's the other misleading aspect of it. 80% of the overseas students, in the end, go back to the home country. So in the round, if you want a growing economy, you still need the skills you're going to to get the jobs done. You want the policies that support the businesses that are doing the growing. And so that's why it won't move the needle, because no one believes Andrew Little's got those policies.
When we win the America's Cup, are you going to be interested in putting state money into the campaign once it gets back here and revolutionises the economy again?
We're not even going to think about it, Mike. They've got a lot more races to win, and who knows what the weather's going to be. You know, get stronger winds, we just might not be able to cut the mustard. So let's just wait and see.
Are you, as Prime Minister of this country, now talking down Team New Zealand?
No, I'm talking realistically about the possibility that we could get beaten, and there's some evidence from the past that that's happened.
Jeez, all right, okay, we'll hold you to that. Bill English, the Prime Minister, with us this morning, each and every Monday on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.